Robert, the film's point of view is from an environmentalist who defected, as if you will, now support using nuclear power. So here's the question. What changed their minds?
Well, it has changed my mind as well. I've been an environmentalist my whole life. But it's 25 years of epic failure on the part of the environmental movement to do anything to combat climate change. And I think it's the old definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And I think, frankly, the environmental movement is guilty of that. So it's incumbent upon all of us to look, put everything on the table, all clean energy sources, and see what works. And nuclear power produces prodigious amounts of electrical energy with no pollution, no CO2. And the more we looked at it, the more we realized that almost everything we thought we knew about it was wrong.
What about that, Van? Because you're an environmentalist. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think it's a fascinating film. In some ways, what's weird is that the environmental movement is somehow being held up as the obstacle to nuclear power going forward. It's not, don't blame us. People don't want the stuff in their backyard. I don't think anybody in our viewership would say, hey, please put a nuclear power plant in my backyard. Please dump the waste in my backyard. People they're not looking at the Sierra Club or NRDC. They're looking at Japan, where they just had a massive failure. Part of the problem here is that nuclear power is incredibly expensive, especially when you have to deal with all the safety issues. You could make it less expensive. There's only one way to do that. You'd have to have a carbon tax or cap and trade to get it cost competitive. If we're going to do it in a market-based way, which I think that's what people want, then you've got to have a carbon tax. Environmentalists have been fighting for carbon tax or cap and trade, getting no help from anybody else. So if you're going to attack somebody, don't attack the environmentalists who are trying to get the cost right to make clean energy go forward. That's the weird thing about the film. It seems
Robert, go ahead and respond.
I'm not attacking environmentalists. I am an environmentalist, and everybody in my film is an environmentalist. I think if there's some people to be held account, it's the leadership of the environmental movement. I mean, just a couple of days ago, four of the world's leading climate scientists, including Dr. James Hansen, wrote a letter to the leadership of the environmental movement pleading with them to support the development and deployment of advanced nuclear technology to combat climate change. And that letter has been met with dismissal and derision from the leadership. And I think it's and they've doubled down on this epic failure for 25 years. I think it shows that the leadership of the environmental movement has passed its expiration date, and young people need to take control of this movement and assert themselves so that it operates in the interests of their interests and not the interests of the Cold War generation.
Well, hey, listen, I'm all for new thinking. I think young people are all for new thinking. But here's the thing. The letter, nobody can argue with that letter. The letter says we should look into whether or not there can be this cleaner, more advanced thing. Listen, I'll tell you right now, I'll go on record. If this magical solution that's being described now, that where there's no risk to anybody, where it's cheap, where it's clean, where there's no problem with waste, there's no problem with nuclear proliferation for weapons, can happen, I'm for it. And when Puff the Magic Dragon shows up with that solution, great. But we have to deal right now with the opposition that's coming to the nuclear power that we've got right now. And that's really what people are concerned about. If you've got something besides the PowerPoint presentation that would work in the real world, I think people would love to hear about it. The problem is that right now, the nuclear power we've got right now is very scary for people, and I don't think you should be mad at people who are afraid of the downsides.
I'm not mad at anyone. Nobody in my film is advocating building more nuclear power plants like we had in the 1970s. And I urge people to watch the film because you'll see that we actually have developed these advanced reactors that consume their own waste, where the physics of them prevent them from suffering a kind of a meltdown like we had at Fukushima and Chernobyl and Three Mile Island. So that would be impossible. There's all kinds of exciting things that are happening in reactor technology that people just don't know about.